Wonderful, wonderful. And that is the great musician, Glenn DeCaster. Imagine. All right, I'm a little late. However, always better to be late than never. And you're listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. I'm Gil Alim. And nice to be here. Nice that you are here listening. And bless those who are listening on the audio from the archives. All right, let's get to this now. Now, I like to talk where when there is clarity to what is said. So I pay attention to the clarity in what I say and whether or not somebody is accepting of what I say is not the interest that I have. Interest is that I'm saying something that is morally correct and is legally legally acceptable, right? So I cover all the ground, right? Because respect must always be given to people by people. And that's what I am concerned with. Now, since we all grow up into the world that is full of knowledge, well, remember, we were born infant and grew up. So we have an obligation to understand the world. How are we going to do that? Well, learning to read is one of the most important things. Because if you cannot read, it's not that you don't have a life. But what level of life, what participation are you, or contribution are you giving, to the process of life that affects you and other people if you don't have at minimum reading understanding about stuff so that you can participate into issues is around you. And, you know, connecting to issues is very important, vital, because when it comes to things that you would like to learn and the lifestyle you would like to have, you're not going to have, you know, a developed, mature lifestyle if you don't learn to read. Because what are you going to do otherwise? I mean, you may become a good cook, you may become a good, a whole lot of domestic, but yet still, you cannot impact, let's say, the politics of the time. Politia is very important for people to understand because there is power that affects your life. What you do from what you are not to do, we are supposed to get into that understanding. And what about when you're going to have people who go the wrong way with principality? You know, how are you going to affect that? Let's say, use a positive approach to, like, bring correction to things. You know, so this is my concern, is that it is very important that we develop a good literary sense, so we can play a role, maintain moral life, and follow law and order. Law and order. And since we just born recently and turn adults and we're getting older and we are following in the steps of antiquity, those people who live in antiquity, we call this, they set up a life for posterity, right? We are posterity of antiquity. And law and order, we do not create. They did. And the nature of humanity, you can have a higher level of life, but legality, the law of man, is going to remain the same. Civility is going to remain the same. So we see in the World History textbook where the African people, the hybrid civilized people, first lived in villages. I read that all the time, bring that to the attention of people, that civilized people first lived in villages for hundreds of thousands of years until there came down in the Bronze Age, right? Just at the end of the Neolithic age. This is comprehensive knowledge because it is world history, certified world history, right? And it only covers civilization. And like I say it all the time, white people are not civilized people. It doesn't matter what they are doing and what the shape of the world is today. What is right is what is right. They are not people to rule civilized world. There's something gone wrong, and it's something for us to find out and know. And the people who are supposed to correct it must move into place and correct it. Thief is a thief. A murderer is a murderer. A sodomite is a sodomite. A heterosexual is heterosexual. Okay? Religion is religion. And church is a different thing that comes in to AD and Adamani. All right? So the clarity in things, that's what matters. Your daddy is your daddy. Your mother is your mother. And that's it. You see? And if your skin is dark, it's dark. It's not white. And if it's white, it's not dark. That's it. And the truth in law and order must be maintained. Maintained. And if I walk and come home and see a thief in my house, what do? I put the law on him. Because he don't belong into my house. That's the thing. So white people are in black people's territory, and white people must get out. Because all they have done is they come from where they originate, in Europe, in the Northern Hemisphere. And they lose their senses because they are sodomites. They are uncivilized. That's why they are here and saying, our wealth is there and they have a God civilized. Sodomite God. All right? And that's their all to it. And if we decide that we must make what is law and order from antiquity be the laws that nobody can attend here, and how white people are going to remain, say they are ruling black people. No, and if black people don't earn the truth of their history and they go under a Bible that doesn't have any certified academic certification that what the Bible is saying is true, it means dump it. That's what it means, dump it. Because we were not back there when everything was turning upside down. But we are born and affected by what come down to us. And it means, what do we do when we read and find out what is true? We follow law and order and the form of government that control civilization, not anything else, not sodomite culture. It is very obvious that sodomite culture is not a civilization. In academic certified history, just reviewers. And we know where the problem comes from. It's in changing of the Elohim, zodiacal calendar. That's where it comes from. AD Anadamani calendar is not civilized calendar. And that's what these white people are using to take everything away from black people. That is over with right now. That is over with. They must get out. They must get out with the church and all of what they propagate with their sodomy. Get out of our territory. From above, the tornadoes, we are activating to get them out because they don't know what it is to think civilized and to understand. They don't come from here among us and with their Saddam itself. So they will have to be blasted out of our territory, and that is going to happen to them. If you want to stay with them, go with them and perish with them. But it is for sure that our territories must be vacated by white people. It's not a joke. Nobody wants to join the energy and activate that these people find their cut, their roots. If you don't know that they're supposed to find their roots, well,
when they're ready to go to bed and stuff like that, they won't find their bed. And that doesn't mean that any one of us here is going to make them lose their bed. Their own consequence, their action, produce the consequences that they are going to get. They're going to find out that black people were not people for them to fool around and make laws for them to fuck ass. All these old bunch of, you know, unbelievable and inhumane things, and like they are good things. And it is clear what they're writing in the Bible about Adam and Eve, it's far from being the truth that is right here in history. Right? And they're writing unlawful things and make it government, like it is what we are supposed to follow, and it's not true. But they get us into the belief syndrome and we can't see. I grew up with my parents, they believed all nonsense. And it took me a long, long time before my eye opened. My eye opened. And I'm telling you, democracy is, to use a pertinent word, uncivilized. Democracy is not for African people. It's not the government. You look into the world history textbook. And it has what is government is not democracy, where people are voting and white men say they have white supremacy and black people have a black color and they don't want the black, especially the black color. They are more tolerant of the lighter skinned people. But they said it. I read it. I did. I am not inventing that. Noble authors of long ago wrote it in the 19th century where these white people started off with the imperial colonialism. Imperialism never started until the 509 BC overthrow of the king in Italy. That's when it began. Imperialism. And then they decided to do colonialism. Imperialism is when they set up their network, their imperial set establishment. And then they launched the colonialism that liquidate all black people's territory. White people did that. And if you don't know what is going to happen to them, I'm telling you what is going to happen to them, because they are sodomites. They don't have the glands. They don't have the glands. They don't have the glands to secrete civilized understanding. So they only know so much, right? And that's the reason why they liquidate all of the African territories, wealth and people. Now it comes to the point where that is over with now. The time is over, and they clearly, the weather has changed. The energy will no longer accommodate them because they have a different energy. And whereas they are criminals and murderers, they do all of that, World War I, World War II, and all this kind of stuff. They are not permitted to continue doing that. And all of who is in the church that they make up and think like, okay, you know, everybody need to worship Jesus, and they force black people to do these things. Over and done. Over and done. White people who are up there and think that they are here to stay and they are fortunate to take away everything from black people, pack your bag and go through the gate of America. walk out the gate of America and go back where your indigenous land is there waiting for you. Forcing black people to live like sodomites is the most degrading thing that one can think about. Most disgusting, right? To make a Bible and blockade people psychologically to think like they're a sodomite and act like a sodomite. Is that what they have to give us? That's all they have to give us, yes, because they're uncivilized. Okay? But they're not doing it like it's a good gesture, though. They're doing it because they know it's humiliation. But, you know, it's the only thing they don't consider to be humiliation. It's about themselves. They don't think it's humiliation for them to be sodomites. Because they love that. And that's the reason why they want all black people to be sodomites, so that they can rule the world. They're not really ruling the world yet, because you still have a lot of black people that want to get rid of them, and they know that they don't belong here, but it's like they just don't know how to get the job done. I know how to get the job done. Is that black people dump the Bible and dump the church concept and belief. Get back into your history. Know who created you. I have the link here. Anybody can come into the chat room right here. And I'll give you a link that it is compelling that we know where we come from and how we originate, all right? And I'm putting a link chat room here for anyone who wants to view what I'm talking about. If you have an interest, come on and see this link. Okay? Because these white people, they think that they have reached the heavens and they have a right to control everything on this planet. I know it's not true, and therefore I'm not asking anyone a question to get an answer that advise me what I'm saying don't make no sense. I've read enough, and I tell you what, if you think that you have something to change what I know or what I claim to know in the World History Textbook, that when you read the World History Textbook, that's not what you read, come and tell me. Of course I have time to listen to that. I want to hear that. But make sure that you cover, you know, all the elements that lead us in a straight line and chronologically to what has transpired history. History is record of the past. So as we walk down this chronological boulevard, we are supposed to see the same thing, because the history doesn't say anything different. Like, for example, government in the World History Textbook is clearly, in no way at all, is democracy. None whatsoever. Why are black people talking about democracy? Why? It's because they don't read. They don't walk up the boulevard of antiquity. Lead straight to where we are here today. Right. So I want to don't have a whole bunch of time here because I was even late. But this I have to tell you. We don't have no more time to fool with these white people. Besides, just speak the truth. Okay? Just speak the truth. Because we don't hold them no apology for nothing. Like what? What apology of black people who have been made slaves and dumped somewhere, lost their lives and everything, and to this very day? No, they're getting squeezed now because they cannot stand up to words that you ask them. Seize my life, man, never a sinner. And they teach us that we are sinners. They can't show us why we are sinners. Not unless you're just reading Bible and you don't have rights to questions to ask. But if you're reading real history, they cannot answer you because they have made the Bible and spread, evangelized all bunch of nonsense about Jesus Christ and him crucified. And if you can read the Bible real good, you'll find out none of that is true. There is no such a God in a Bible that is called a spirit God. None of those things. If you read all the ridiculous things in the Bible, like Numbers 12, God is coming down and smite Miriam, a woman, her brother, who both of them, according to what they write, they set up the story. These idiots set up the story in Numbers 12, right? And they wrote that this God that they have, this Sodomite God that they have in the Bible, came down to see Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, right? Because he was angry that Aaron and Miriam criticize Moses over the woman that he married. And he didn't like what they say about Moses because Moses is his prophet. Right? But then God came down. And to show you that these people writing the story in the Bible is so homophobic or something like that. They are so prejudiced against the woman. They're so prejudiced against the woman that they couldn't keep the story straight and logical, relevant and logical. They couldn't keep it straight. They had to spew out of order that God, they are writing this, that God cast leprosy upon the woman, upon Miriam, because of her bad words against her brother Moses. But it wasn't her alone. It was her and her brother Aaron, they say, did the bad mouthing on the prophet that God, the prophet of God. So was God supposed to chastise Aaron too? Don't you think? Yes. Because he and his sister did it against Moses. So why God, the God of the Bible? Come on, look at it. Numbers 12. Read it. And you will see what the God of the Sodomites, who write that Bible and put their God in there and see, you know, what type of God that is, who never loved Adam and Eve from the get-go, okay? So when they sin, they forget that they made these people to sin, and Jesus would come and die. They forget all of these things. So I'm trying to show you how, what we are dealing with here. It's a Bible that these Sodomites wrote. And you underestimate these people of being a trickster and know at a certain level to make problems. They're good at that, writing story, but they're not good at writing a sober, relevant, and coherent story because they're full of sodomy. And that's what they always try to get across, a thinking that leads you to surrender to sodomy. And you see it in the Bible all over it. Because God is casting leprosy on Miriam. And not even like he did in the garden with Adam and Eve. You know, because he put down all that lot of punishment on Eve. Curse her stomach, or womb, you see, and that she would bear children in pain. She will have a lot of pain when she bears. children, why did God curse her to feel pain? When he can allow the baby to be born without pain. The Creator can do that. But he didn't choose to do it for the woman here because she sinned. Now, all those Korokoro nonsense, black people believe because they are not conscious of reading and understand the science between the words and the application to issues. They don't get that. So they're reading the same thing over and over and over, regurgitating them over and over and over, and never know what they're reading and cannot affect the situation of what they're reading. So therefore, they are always a believer into foolishness. So God, when I tell you God in the Bible is a homosexual character, doesn't exist anywhere. These homosexuals are writing those things in the Bible and tell you to believe it. And that's what we believe. And I am one who inherits that kind of a belief that anything the Bible says is true. It's such a thing that they are so diverse with the Bible that they can have a whole lot of location full of church, but they are not known to be sodomites. Although the Bible that they have is telling them about like positive things, but lies. And that's what keeps a lot of black people from becoming sodomites, because they are following what they think is a true and a good way and listen to these songs about Jesus and who Jesus is. We never get close to know what the character of Jesus is. Because of these white people that we have here. They're looking at us and all and behaving like everything's all right. What are they doing in our country? What? What are they doing here? Because they want the world to be sodomized. We kick out of everywhere we are. We don't have anywhere, right? But they can't revoke our legacy in posterity by our Creator in their uncivilized constitution about all men are created equal and endowed with inalienable rights by their Creator, who they turn into the black people's Creator. It's Adam and Eve in a garden. They can't even tell you one place in the Bible where Adam and Eve garden is. So let's say God is a spirit, that's fine, but he's making a physical situation here, a garden and people, and these sodomites cannot put one menu, not one bit of geography where it happened. But millions of people believe it, and in most part it's because these sodomites are ready to kill you, and they have killed a lot of black people for not accepting their Roman Catholic Jesus Christ. If they think they're getting away with it, they make a sad, sad, sad mistake. All right, let me read you some of this here. And it's almost time for me to go. White Men, Inquisition. 1220 AD legislation. Kill, banish, steal lands of blacks. And a lot of people may feel, disgust and feel angry hearing me say this. But it's true. I'm citing law. A.D. and the Dominic White Men. Sodomite law. Okay? Not the Elohim law, King's Law Code. No, not that. A.D. and the Dominic. Who created A.D. and Adam and Eve? White men. Cleisthenes started democracy. And 509 B.C. started the political system of the white men when they overthrew the king. 509 B.C. That's where the whole principality started. is when they overthrow the king in Italy, Rome, Italy, right? 509 BC. So you go all the way until it gets to AD first. So that's about, you know, just roughly 500 years. And they went along on this uncivilized calendar that they imposed on black people. And you ask those, you know, go back and read what they did from Rome, New Zealand, Australia, in Egypt, and come into Palestine. When they created AD first. All right? Now, whichever time they created it, it could be I'm saying that because they have done a lot of backdating with the kind of stuff that they say they do. This AD Anno Domini that I assume they push the time back to end of BC and the beginning of AD. They could have done it before we were born, you know, like 1,000 years or so ago, after they actually do all the remarkable evil stuff that they have done, when black people had no wits to fight them, because Africa, with the policing of wrongdoing, would never touch these guys. Because they had established themselves, before anybody know them, as the first criminal on earth. Yeah, these white people that you see here today, they are the first criminals. So, because they are sodomites, they learn over the past 12,000 years, they learn about civility, learn language and everything like that, and begin to behave like they are the first people, first civilized people on the earth, and begin to change the date of time and of name of places into their new world order. That's what they have done. And there's nobody able to come up and outline exactly how black people find themselves in this crisis. But here I am, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, right? So here they have their AD Anno Domini that is made upon one Gregory and Jesus Christ. Now, go into history and read and see which one of them would make their AD Anno Domini authentic government. Now, if you can make anything they do, kingship government, because only that establish civility on earth and civilized law code of kings. These white people don't have nothing to do with it. And it's simply because we are laying back and not saying anything. You know, we turn poets. You know, it's like about the best thing we can turn is poets. And we keep on reciting poetry. Right? But we can't tell. You know, we're these, I think a lot of these poets that we have today, they don't know anything about 509 BC. And when these sodomites, overthrow the king and begin to call themselves Roman Republic, they don't know nothing about that. So we will recite poetry all day long and paint pictures of bad days and stuff like that. And we will never be able to remove these white men out of our territory. Because they simply don't have a legal authority to be on African territory and legal jurisdiction. By having us here now, spelling and guessing and can't know what is right from what is wrong. But the history is there. If you read it, you'll find out. They are criminals. They write legislation to kill us. And just like I'm telling you, it's true. Kill us, banish us, and to conquest, to They wrote this legislation in 1220 AD under the full power of their bogus sodomite calendar. Right? Banish us. Kill us. Banish us. Our land. Take everything away from us. Can you imagine that happen? That these white people give themselves that power and black people don't do nothing. Africa over there don't turn the black of their eye on the African people. Issues regarding race and racial identity, as well as questions pertaining to property rights, ownership, have been prominent in much public discourse in the United States. In this article, Professor Harris contributes to his discussion by positing that racial identity, and property are deeply interrelated concepts. Professor Harris examines how whiteness initially constructed form of racial identity evolved into a form of property. What a concept. Historically, but how did the problem with what is being discussed here, the thought is a post-happening. Whereas we start discussing about whiteness, but nobody can tell where the whiteness came from. That's the thing about it. We can't get nowhere because of it. Anyway, this is a good thing being said. We only need to drag it back where it belongs. Where did these people come from that we are now talking about them? 509 BC. I've never heard anybody in my life say, but I read it in the World History Textbook, and I know that this is a piece of gold I'm finding here that nobody else seemed to recognize. Okay? So now, following the period of slavery and conquest, whiteness became the basis of racialized privilege, a type of status in which white racial identity provided the basis for allocating societal benefits. Where they come from to start doing this? Both private and public interactor. You know, I'm glad I found this, because this is like a special piece of writing that I don't think I have found before. I have found other things, but this in particular is to me is very special. A type of status in which white racial identity provided the basis for allocating societal benefits. And this is not Europe, you know. This is not Europe. We're talking about Western Hemisphere. Not the Northern Hemisphere. So all these white people get into our hemisphere and legal jurisdiction. How did they get here? even as legal segregation. What? Even as legal segregation. Legal by what standard? A.D. and Adamane, man. A.D. and Adamane can never be kingship law in legal jurisdiction. So how did white people come to start gaining legal status? Something like segregation, where they begin to like kick us all over the gutters, all around the place. And white people live in palaces. How did we get here? Who gave A.D. and Adamane legal authority? And the World History book doesn't say that. And World History is our greatest birth certificate, different from what our father and mother give to us. Now, you see, we have a crisis problem here, problem than we begin, a lot of us begin to think, right? But if you don't start, begin to think it, and you see white people have the right to do these things here, that's crisis continued. Even as legal segregation was overturned, witnesses of property. No, whiteness. Even as legal segregation was overturned, whiteness as property continued to serve as a barrier to effective change as the system of racial classification operated to enhance power. No, entrenched. To protect entrenched power. You hear that? Next, Professor Harris examines how the concept of whiteness as property persists in current perception of racial identity in the laws, misperception of group identity, and in a court reasoning the decision, because the court is sodomized in the arena of affirmative action. Imagine that. Professor Harris concludes by arguing that distortions in affirmative action determined can only be addressed by confronting and exposing the property interest in whiteness, and by acknowledging the distributive justification and function of affirmative action as central to that task. Now, why is all this happening? This is happening because 509 BC occurred. And these white people begin to call themselves Roman Republic. But it's not going to come out here. And Professor Harris don't say anything as good as what the presentation is. But it lacks the history of where these people come from. Because only if he found the history that points to the violation of them being here among us is not going to succeed because they come here and say they have a D and a Damani law. See, my friend, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, you cannot beat your birth certificate. Tell these people, these white people, to show you their indigenous origin and how their creator endowed them with inalienable rights. It's sure not into African jurisdiction. Now, you can't stand up and say that because these people come here and use their gun to kill off the Indians and ready to kill off everybody else. So it's the reason why we cannot get to that stump. Well, we are there now. We are there now. And none of them might be enough to tell us they're not getting out of our territory because we have the tornado there and we have a lot of other things now. It's a different thing when we are going to church and can't get justice for these people because what the society, Professor Harris is talking about, are black people going full up of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, maybe Professor Harris is a Christian too. Because here is the knowledge missing from us. We don't know our history. We're going to have to believe in the Bible. And that's the problem. My friends, I tell you, it's time to know the truth and stand up and live by it. Let it be like an umbrella over your head. Otherwise, not no go. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and that I have to tell you. And I want you to read a little more and spend another 10 minutes to let you know exactly what I have said is true. Here's the history that when I went out to research and I found a lot of what these people say about themselves in history. So I have it here, and I'm going to read some of it to you. Bamboozled, besieged by lies, man never a sinner. They write a Bible that says we are sinners. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. All over the Bible they say that, and Jesus comes to die for us. A whole bunch of monkey story. None of it is true about Jesus. Nothing about Adam and Eve is true. Nothing about Jesus Christ and virgin birth is true. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. The Sodomite God tell them to kill black people. Okay? So it means everything they have in the United States as law is trash. Nonsense. Jackass. Nonsense. Okay? World History textbook has the law and law code in there. They don't have none. But come here and talk about federal government law, federal law code. Where? How did they come here? Where is the law that brings them under our kingship, jurisdiction in Western Hemisphere? They don't have anything. Let them show it in the World History textbook. It has all the chronology in there. Get out and go back where you come from. No questions asked. No apologies. Go back to where you learned your homosexual orientation. Don't come here and give it to us. Don't wait much longer either. Time is against Hono. Get out of, every one of our territory. Don't stare at us and think like we don't know what we're talking about. You're going to find out. This is what they have done. Where we're coming from is pitiful with these faggots. Very pitiful. Okay? As pitiful as this. Here is nothing penned in any even remotely went in the direction of white people killing black people. Thus, the Roman Catholic Inquisition, for biblical purposes, is blaspheming and criminal. In fact, the gross acts of the Inquisition are bound to shock everyone who truly believes the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we who embrace Christ do so on the basis of grace, mercy, and peace. Of course, now I'm finding out that the Bible itself says, Jesus proclaimed, "Think not that I am come to send peace, but a sword." So indeed, though I say a little positive thing about the church and Jesus here, that is only to show that these white people who create this Jesus story, they should not be the one killing black people. But that's not what they're doing, because what they have written about Christ has absolutely no civilized conscience to make it real. None whatsoever. These sodomites are putting on a front. Right? Look what they are really about. It's coming up here. Here's how it all went down. Running out of substance and options, and with no desire to lose their power and supremacy, to kill. On or about 1220 AD, Emperor Frederick II convened a tribunal to formulate and establish legislation for violent oppression. With the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX,
With
the support of the man of God, Pope Honorius III and Gregory IX, legislation were made and passed to have ancillary organizations execute the punishment of heretics. Black people hear that these white people did these things. You know what? I wonder what they would do. Now, it comes on to say, yes, these were the legislation was directly to punish the black people who they call heretics, non-believers. Again, against the ecclesiastical empire. In general, the legislation provided for penalties of death, banishment, and confiscation of property. And it goes on. Now, they make the legislation. What kind of government connection do they have to make legislation? They don't have none. They use their sodomite bullyism to do it. And look, they should have met black people who know their history and full of power. They didn't meet with none of that. They found black people they can pull into their church and who didn't want to come, they kill them because them don't know nothing.
You see,
had they the fire that would burn down the forest that these white people represent, no, we wouldn't be reading these kind of stuff today. You can go out there now. I think that the church is a good place for you to go. No. You're definitely wrong. But you are not going to sustain your existence unless you understand the history that brought you here. And that is what I have to say today. And I hope that you do well. Because without the truth, the lie is going to drag you down. So all the bless. And I say thanks for listening.